From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Words of condemnation from China after North Korea's latest launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. It was in air for about 45 minutes, reaching a peak altitude of 3,000 kilometers and traveling about 1,000 kilometers laterally. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the launch was a threat to his country's security.
I received a report that North Korea fired a ballistic missile once again. There is a possibility it landed in Japan's economic exclusive zone. We will analyze this immediately and take every precaution for the safety of Japanese nationals. We also plan to hold a National Security Council.
North Korea also says that it has successfully miniaturized nuclear warheads to place on top of its missiles, but there is no independent verification of this. Reaction after White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus was abruptly replaced by Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says this has been going on and been talked about for about 2 weeks in the making, and Priebus stated during an interview with CNN that President Trump wanted to go in a different direction.
Reince is a good man. John Kelly will do a fantastic job. General Kelly has been a star, done an incredible job thus far, respected by everybody, a great, great American. Reince Priebus, a good man.
President Trump speaking on the issue. Priebus, whose tenure lasted little more than 6 months, was an establishment figure and the former chairman of the Republican National Committee. He goes down in history as having the briefest run as an initial White House chief of staff at 189 days. This is VOA News. Retired Marine General John Kelly was one of the military's longest-serving commanders before President Trump named him Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security. He is 67. His youngest son, First Lieutenant Robert Michael Kelly, was killed in action in Afghanistan in 2010. Since his son's death, Kelly has talked in stark terms about the threats the United States faces in the Middle East and beyond. Kelly is close to Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, also a retired Marine general, and is generally well-liked and respected by both Democrats and Republicans. The White House says that President Trump approves Congress's new sanctions against Russia, and he intends to sign the bill. In a statement, the press secretary said the president has reviewed the final version of the bill that outlines additional sanctions against a wide range of Russia industries. The bill also gives Congress the ability to block the president from lifting the Russia sanctions. Russia has already responded to the sanctions with new measures targeting U.S. missions in the country. Moscow said Washington must reduce the number of diplomatic and technical staff working in U.S. missions in Russia to 455 by September 1st. That is the same number of Russian diplomats and technical staff Moscow said are working in the United States. Against the backdrop of the site where 15 members of the notorious MS-13 gang were arrested for murder last week in Suffolk County on New York's Long Island, President Trump promised to liberate American communities from gangs. Speaking to a group of law enforcement officers, Mr. Trump called on Congress to approve funds for an additional 10,000 immigration and customs enforcement officers in order to, in his words, root out the criminal cartels.
We cannot accept this violence one day more. Can't do it. And we're not going to do it because of you. We're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to allow it to happen. And we're backing you up 100%. Remember that.
Sri Lanka has signed a $1.1 billion deal with a Chinese company to sell a majority stake in a controversial deep port in a bid to slash debt, and says it has addressed concerns that China could use the port for military purposes. The deal was signed after months of renegotiation following strident opposition to that project. President Trump's daughter Ivanka had a private lunch with U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres in the White House, said he invited her to follow up on the launch of a fund to help women entrepreneurs access capital. Ivanka Trump is a senior advisor to her father. She left the U.N. headquarters without answering shouted questions on what was discussed. When she arrived, she smiled but also said nothing. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.